in the eternal battle of truth and falsehood. Ever since the advent of the Islamic Revolution, the side of truth emerged victorious. This battle, obviously, was never about a land or a place, a people or a race. Rather, it was always Islam versus those who were opposed to Islam because it was harmful to their interests. Now, in light of the attacks on Islam itself, and we know that if we see insults to the Holy Prophet, it wasn't ever about the personality of the Prophet or anything personal about him. Rather, it was the message of the Holy Prophet. As Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, He says, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. We certainly know that what they say grieves you. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. It is yet not you that they deny, but it is Allah's signs that the oppressors reject. So, in the time of the Holy Prophet, it wasn't rejection or takdhib of the Holy Prophet, but rather it was takdhib of Allah's signs. And obviously it's the same now. So in the West also, with the Islamophobia, with the mocking of the Holy Prophet, with the pressure that is being applied on a daily basis to Muslims, all of these things are an attempt to blow out the light of Allah. What happens is that Islam has been victorious in these places, and now the enemies of Islam are feeling pressure. So the attacks on the Holy Prophet are a continuation of this battle of truth versus falsehood. Up until now, alhamdulillah, the forces of truth have been victorious. Now the battle has come to the West. The leader recognized an opportunity to save the people of the world and help this battle of truth versus falsehood, and he wrote a letter to the youth of the West. That letter that he wrote will only be as strong as the believers. As Allah says in the Holy Quran, He says, هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين. He is the one who assisted you with divine help and with the believers. The Islamic movement, the victories that we've witnessed so far have never been only because we had divine leadership, but rather believers recognizing their opportunity and then acting on their responsibilities. So what happens is that we are now facing an opportunity to write our own legacy. This is unique, and this is a wonderful opportunity for the brothers and sisters who are in the West and the East to get involved. My message is primarily speaking to the youth in the West, practicing Muslims in the West, but this is obviously not limited to them. All of those brothers and sisters who have access to the people who are addressed in the letter, which were the youth of America, of North America and Europe, all of those people, wherever they are in the world, all Muslims, wherever they are in the world, have the same responsibility. But those who are in the West have more of a responsibility because they are living in the West. They have neighbors and friends. They're not limited to only being able to help people through social media. They also have a pulse for what the people are feeling and what they need to hear. Let's remind ourselves of what happened in Karbala. In Karbala, the Imam of the time, Imam al-Hussein, sent a messenger. That messenger was sent to Kufa. His message was very clear. He was to prepare the people for the arrival of the Imam and their own salvation. All they had to do was to perform their responsibility. Now the Imam of our time is making his way towards us. We can all sense and feel that the return of our Imam is soon. But how quickly that happens is up to you and I. Now when the Muslim of our time, when Ayatollah Khamenei has written this letter inviting the people so that they can be prepared for the return of their Imam and be saved from themselves, from the oppressors, are we going to do our job, or will we be like the people of Kufa? We know the story of Kufa. We know that if only 100 of the believers had identified their responsibility and helped Muslim, history would have been rewritten. Imam Hussein would have been able to come into Kufa and the people would have been able to be saved if only 100 had helped. Now that this letter has been written, how many of us will make sure that we do our responsibility and that we don't allow Islam in this latest phase to fail? That means that we are going to have to find out what our responsibilities are towards this letter and make sure that we act on them.